KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies and 75 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and then again later this afternoon. A high around 90 with a heat index around 101 degrees and winds south-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A pursuit that began early this morning resulted in the arrest of at least one person at gunpoint, according to dispatch reports. The incident began apparently in Shelby County and ended at or near the Cass County line. Additional details are currently not available. We do expect additional information from the authorities later today. Also, there are reports out of Fremont County of a fatal accident involving a motorcycle and a truck. And again, at this time, we currently have no details and we'll update you as that becomes available. A traffic stop Sunday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Red Oak. Authorities say 33-year-old Lucas James Bogart was taken into custody at around 2:40 a.m. in the 600 block of North 6th Street for OWI first offense. Bogart was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. A Western Iowa man has sued a county in Eastern Nebraska, its sheriff and several deputies, saying that their lack of training led one of the deputies to shoot him in the eye with a pepper ball during a protest last year. Reports indicate 24-year-old Adam Kep of Council Bluffs filed a federal lawsuit last week against Sarpy County, Nebraska Sheriff Jeff Davis and four deputies, alleging Davis handed out the pepper balls to his deputies before the protest without providing any training on how to use them. Kep says he was just watching the protest and standing on a sidewalk about 100 feet from the protesters when law enforcement and a deputy shot him in the eye with a pepper ball, leaving him blinded in that eye. Elsewhere in the news, more Iowans are lining up for COVID-19 tests. Demand for testing jumped more than 60% from the end of July. With Test Iowa sites closed for good, private labs are filling the gap. Dr. Casey Rice with Mercy One says testing is still critical. He says it's important to know if you're infected so you can isolate and health experts can know what type of variants are circling in the community. Rice said also that getting tested at the first sign of symptoms can lead to much more effective treatment. While the state testing is closed, you can order or pick up a free at-home testing kit through Test Iowa. And Rice says if you're doing an at-home test, it's important to closely follow the instructions. Most of Mercy One's current COVID-19 patients are unvaccinated. Rice said the vaccine is the most effective way for people to avoid test lines at the hospital. An annual event honoring the life of Molly Tibbetts will help in another high-profile search in Poweshiek County. The fourth annual Molly Tibbetts Memorial Run will kick off from the BGM High School at around 8:30 a.m. on September 26th. The five-mile race collects donations in Tibbetts' memory. This year, half the funds will go to the University of Iowa's Stead Children's Hospital. The other half will go toward helping to find 11-year-old Xavier Harrelson. Harrelson vanished from his home in Montezuma this past May. The money raised during the race in September will be donated to the Xavier Harrelson Fund, which has already raised $36,000. Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa says it's unclear what interim regulations will be enforced as the Biden administration drafts new Clean Water Act rules. Miller-Meeks, a Republican, favors keeping Trump administration rules, which eliminated federal oversight on about half the streams and wetlands subject to Obama-era regulations.
We're in a position where there's tremendous uncertainty, and there is not a segment of the economy or an individual who it does not impact. And if we want to continue in Iowa to have family farms and small farms and stay away from corporate farming, you know, one of the ways to do that is to make concrete regulation where we farmers know what they're able to do.
Last week, Miller-Meeks toured a farm and other facilities where she says Clean Water Act regulations have been burdensome.
For the hydroelectric dam at Lake Red Rock, it took 9 years for the permitting process. And we're not against regulation. We're against a regulation that doesn't have a purpose and it doesn't serve to keep us safe or provide quality or help to promote our economy.
The $400 million hydropower project on the Red Rock Dam was completed a year ago. It could take up to 3 years for the EPA to develop and implement new national water use rules. Lawsuits are challenging the rules implemented during the final year of the Trump administration. Environmental groups say the Trump administration's rewrite of the water regulations has allowed developers to build in sensitive wetland areas. Critics of large-scale agriculture say fertilizer runoff is endangering water quality and federal action is needed. Well, beginning today, the Powerball lottery will be adding a third drawing each week. Powerball administrators hope the new Monday drawing will lead to larger prices and increased sales. Powerball is also adding a new feature called Double Play. It costs a dollar extra and gives players a second chance to match their Powerball number in a second drawing with a top cash prize of $10 million. Double Play tickets are eligible to win both prizes. Elsewhere in area news, a total of three people were transported to Cass Health in Atlantic Friday following a collision that occurred around 2:25 p.m. at Southwest 7th and West 14th Streets. According to reports, the accident happened as a northeastbound Ford Expedition was slowing to turn into the Educational Opportunity Center. The vehicle was struck from behind by a Jeep. The driver of the Jeep was transported to the hospital by Cass EMS to be checked out for possible unknown injuries. The driver and a passenger in the Expedition were taken by private vehicle to the hospital, also to be checked out. Atlantic police were assisted at the scene by the Cass County Sheriff's deputies, Atlantic Fire, Cass EMS, and the Iowa State Patrol, along with the Cass County Emergency Management Agency. That is a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.